Quest for Truth, Episode 300.
Quest for Truth, presented by Protectorate Productions and HPN, Helsley Podcast Network. Now located at life-truth.com. And now, here are your hosts, Keith Helsley and Nathan Caldwell.
So, hey, let's go ahead and get this going. This is your host, Keith, and it is time for Quest for Truth, our episode 300.
300!
Yay! And of course, that voice you heard was our wonderful, grand, and glorious co-host, Nathan Caldwell. And we are live in Church House Studio. And right up. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I think I dropped off.
Oh, no.
There is some internet flakiness. You know what? I think it is the Retrobots.
Are you talking about us?
The Retrobots are a little bit peeved at us for not having them on the show. They're probably in the control room making fun of us, I bet you.
Oh, no, we would never do something like that.
David, you know that Keith can't hear you with the control room microphones turned off.
Oh, no. Hey, wait. Didn't we install that eavesdropping device?
What?
Didn't we install that eavesdropping device so we could hear what they had to say?
Yeah, well, during our live session here, we're going to be out of the loop. But whenever we get the post-production version, I'm sure they'll be in there.
Right.
But yeah, a big 300 episode. We do have some voicemails and things, which we will insert as we go. I have a couple of voicemails that I received in my email box. I know we have a couple that you've received that's out there in our shared Google folder.
Right.
From various.
So who did you receive emails from? Who are we hearing from? Or is that a secret?
Our number one fan, Jill.
Jill!
Left us one, yeah. In fact, we might could even insert hers right here.
Congratulations on your 300th episode. And many more to come. Can't wait to hear this episode. I hope this makes it on. Yeah. From one of your favorite listeners.
All right. And we have another one from my brother,
Terry,
who
can also be heard on.
Well, he can be heard on That Sounds Funny. It's a humorous comedy improv kind of a podcast that he and I do. And Jill is our recurring guest host. She's not on all the episodes, but she's likes to come back for as many as she can. And
that would be a PG, right?
Yeah, I would call it a PG. We try to keep it family friendly, but we sometimes the topics lean a little bit more towards the adult side of general than.
Hey, this is Terry. Congratulations on your 300th episode of Quest for Truth. I've been a listener from episode 1. I've been catching up. I'm up to episode 255. I'm almost there to 300. But I'm going to congratulate you again on your 300th episode. And this is Terry, one blind brother from thatsoundsfunny.com, another podcast out there in podcast land. Again, check us out at thatsoundsfunny.com and continue listening to this great podcast.
Than not. If there's
it is a good show, and if you're blind, it's really a good show because you give tips.
Yeah. Or if you know someone who's blind, you might learn something about what that experience is like, how to get them some help if they need it, you know, how to do some adaptive things that could be helpful. It's a combination.
Yeah, I don't know why. Listen, I don't have any blind friends.
Yeah, but it's a combination of fun stuff. We tell funny life stories, kind of like that story show. Do we have a
little bit?
Do we have a message from that story show? I don't remember. I don't think.
Yeah, so. James did send us a message, and we sure. Yeah, he sure did.
All right.
Hi, how you doing? This is James from That Story Show and Red School Bus over at NLCast.com, and I am just buzzing by today to say congratulations to Quest for Truth and your 300th episode. That is insane. You guys rock, and you're doing a great job, and congratulations on 300 episodes. I hope you make it to 400 and 500 and 600 and 700 and 800. And then skip 800 and go straight to 1,000. And that will be the most amazing thing. And when I'm 90, I will record another congratulations for your 1,000th episode. All right. Thanks, guys.
And so there we go. We kind of took a cue from that. And we went and had some funny life stories. And we find some newspaper headlines. You know, we scour the odd news and strange news and find some goofy stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's a mixture. It's intended for entertainment, intended to have a laugh, and it's not theological, so you're not going to see it on this feed.
Okay, so do you remember? Because now we're going back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2014, actually. So it's actually been 6 years ago whenever we actually were talking seriously about, hey, let's do a podcast.
A little bit before that.
Well, back in like August. It was sometime in the summer of 2014 whenever we first.
Before we really got into deciding to podcast together, I had you on Protectors of the Book.
Yeah. You dropped out there.
Okay.
There we go. You're back.
Before we started podcasting, I had you on an interview on Protectors of the Book. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So you are an impressive fella, and you've got a lot of talent, and you blew me away. And you use that talent for the glory of God and for the glory of God, because when you make family-friendly content, you are putting stuff out there that Christians can listen to and people can listen to and it not be dirty and icky. And that's kind of what Protectorate Productions is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, at the time that we had that first interview podcast, I had already been podcasting for 7 years in old time radio world. And I decided to do that because it's essentially family friendly. It didn't have all the risque nature of modern television and
right.
movies and whatnot. The language certainly has been censored.
Was risque back then is nothing now.
Well, risque back then, here's an example. Hey, I heard your aunt is getting married next week. Oh yeah, who's she getting married to? My uncle? As if she'll be getting married to some other woman.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah, that's...
You know, it would be my uncle, of course. Who's she going to marry? Another woman? I mean, that's kind of one joke might go. Meaning it's just ridiculous. Why would you even think that? But today you have to have a homosexual relationship in every single TV show. There has to be a token gay person in it somewhere. But now some of the social norms of the old time radio era, they don't really hold up because there's a little more sexist, you know, girls had certain roles, they're a little more racist. You know, the black guy was a token, railroad train porter or something. So there's some things for social justice type things that wouldn't be quite acceptable, but it's still family friendly, in my opinion.
Yeah, in some places we have grown, and in other places we have drifted way out left field in our society and culture. So,
yeah, for example of that, you might say, "Hey, we're going to stop and visit this Indian reservation. Ugh, me show them to my teepee." Ugh.
Right.
You know, yeah, that kind of thing. It's not going to be done today because Indians don't talk that way. But back then, you know, so there's some things that don't hold up in the social realm, but again, family friendly.
Right.
And we know we had both met online through James Kennison had a Facebook group about podcasting.
Podcasters.
Yeah. And I think there's still
full hobby podcasters.
Yeah, hobby podcaster. It's not real active, but there are still people there who will drop a message once in a while. And we met through that. And after podcasting for 7 years, I thought, you know, I really wanted to do something impactful.
Right.
And I thought, well, what I do in gospel is it the best message ever?
Right.
Then after we had our interview, I began to really think, you know, how would I want to format a show? And I really hated the idea of me going solo. I really hate my solo episodes. I don't like to hear myself speak for 30 minutes or an hour.
Right.
When I do, I usually put it on so I can fall asleep. but I wanted to have, you know, someone to talk to. It changes the dynamic of, you know, how you speak and how you come across. And so I put it out there on Hobby Podcaster, who wants to go on with this? And I was hoping I'd hear back from a couple of different people. I was hoping maybe Michael Prince might respond, or I was hoping that I can't think of the guy's name right off the top of my head now. The guy who did the homeschooling podcast, and then of course you responded, which I thought you probably would. And since there might have been another couple people, I thought, you know, any of y'all would be fine.
Right.
We came up with the concept and the type of material to put into the show. We wanted to have it be casual, you know, have a laugh while we're doing it. Of course, there's a time to laugh and be silly.
Right.
Like now. And there's a time to not. When we're actually talking about the Bible and scripture and, you know, what is God really saying? We don't poke fun at that.
Right.
But we do that because, you know, there's a lot of people who have false ideas about Christians. And we try to say, look, you know, we're just as flawed as anybody else. We have our quirks and goofiness and disabilities and problems. But hey, this scripture thing, this gospel thing is where it's at. You know, this is.
Oh, speaking of problems, remember what our first trademark was?
That we always messed up our introduction?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You can
never get through the introduction without messing something up.
Protectorate Productions, in association with Health Sleep Podcast Network, I love saying that, presents Quest for Truth, seeking the truth about faith, God, and the Bible. And here are your hosts, Keith Helsley and Nathan Caldwell.
And I'm Keith.
And I'm Nathan. And we didn't mess it up. Oh, I guess we did.
So we was like, let's just go with it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's whenever we finally said, why don't we just have it pre-recorded? And I'm like, I thought, well, I went ahead for the first couple of years. I would just say something like, what was I used to say?
Healthly Podcast Network, HPN, in conjunction with Protectors of the Book, presents Quest for Truth.
And I just pre-recorded that, and it would just drop music under it, and then it would start.
See, what was our first song? Was it Handel's Messiah?
Yeah, it was from Handel's Messiah. I forget what the actual title of it was, but I chose that because, of course, it's open source, and we like to go low-tech right. and free where possible, even now.
For unto us a child is born.
So you talked about how we were flawed. Thanks for telling everybody that. But
well, at least I am. I know you're not. So.
I ain't going to claim no perfection, that's for sure. See, I already used a double negative. But anyway, what I was going to say is one of the things, was that not one of the reasons behind one of the segments we do here, Meet the Hosts?
Meet the Hosts.
Right.
Hosts. That's kind of, we're regular people too. We're just normal people.
Whenever we do our live recordings, like now, we always like to include a Meet the Host segment because it gives listeners a chance to see, you know, what are we doing lately this past week? It gives listeners a chance to see what we've been doing this past week or so.
Right.
Was it still breaking up?
Right now, I think you're okay.
All right. Yeah, like I said, internet's been kind of flaking, so apologize for that. But whenever we don't do a live recording, we don't really do Meet the Host because we just get right to our topic. Because it's kind of hard to, you know, banter by pre-recorded clips. We've had different segments through the years. We've had
Bunny Trail Alert, letters from listeners.
A segment on Bible timeline, talking about how trustworthy the scriptures are. Where they came from. You know, going back to the Hebrew Bible, the Septuagint, the Greek varieties. And how they became English translations of things. I don't know if people would still be interested in that. We can maybe bring that back. And we used to have Quest for Food.
Quest for Food!
Yes! Yes!
Because it seemed like it would never fail. We're getting ready to record it. And Nathan's like, hold on a minute. I got some biscuits and gravy in the microwave. Like, give me a line. I want some of those.
One of these days, maybe you'll come down to Sherwood and I'll take you down to Two Sisters down here, and they have all you can eat biscuit and gravy in the morning.
Oh, man. that's one of my favorite meals for breakfast. Yeah, I can put their all you can eat to the test, I think. Although these days, I don't think I can eat as much as I used to. But I'll tell you what, back in my younger 20-something days, I could put away some plates of food.
Oh, man. I love me some biscuits. Great.
Yeah.
Well, there's our quest for food, too. I recommended a restaurant in Sherwood, Arkansas. So.
Yeah. We've had various segments. It's like we've had some other ones, but I can't think of them off the top of my head. We used to have our bumpers used to be done by my two sons.
Yes.
Or two of my sons, Christopher, the wild moose, used to do the bumper or the closing, it seems like. And then my other son, Michael, did some bumpers. I think I ended up using his voice more for that, the bumpers. After
Chris
doing that for
eventually joined us
Yeah, Chris, the way that worked out is I had a topic where I wanted to have like atheist questions, and I wanted someone to ask us those questions and you and me respond. And so we had Chris on to read those questions, and then we would just...
And he would fictionally drink a potion and turn into Antichrist. You remember that?
Yeah. And then, of course, he's had a couple different versions of Antichrist.
Do you remember Antichrist?
Yeah. Yeah, he actually is in the house today. I think he's downstairs keeping kids for making too much noise upstairs.
Maybe we have you can get him to record something for us.
We have a couple of sick kids home from school. But yeah, once that happened, then Chris, I asked him, would he want to come back? And he did for about a year. He would come back and he'd be
like
our...
A long time. It was good.
He'd be our third host. And I could have him back in the third chair, but it's hard to do that whenever it's difficult with your schedule to consistently come back from week to week, which has been the main reason why we haven't had him really back on a lot since that one year he was with us.
Right.
Because about that time is whenever, you know, your work schedule got changed and mixed up, and you all went through some life changes with having some kids in the house, and we went through some life changes with having kids in the house.
Right.
And
but
of course
we did not stop at Quest for Truth.
We've it's been a constant situation of changing and morphing as we go.
First edition we had to Quest for Truth, was it not Truth Exposed? I believe it was.
Well, honestly, let's see, that would have been about 100 episodes ago, so about 2 years ago. I honestly was beginning to consider not podcasting anymore. And I kind of, you know, struggled with that and put it out there in prayer and thought, well, I don't really want to, but it was becoming discouraging because, well, for one thing, we don't usually get a lot of feedback from listeners saying, hey, we like this, or hey, you guys are terrible or whatever. And it's like, well, is anybody even listening, or does anybody even care? And watching my download stats, I get a report week to week and it went down a lot. I was like, wow, I don't know. And I thought, should we keep doing this? And I thought, I wanted to, if we do, I wanted to kind of split things up, maybe have Quest for Truth be more about casual entertainment, looks at worldviews, society, that kind of thing. And then, but I didn't want to move away from having expository Bible study. And so I thought, well, it takes a lot to really dig into the Bible. I thought, how about if we do that once a month, and and then we'll do the Quest for Truth the rest of the time. And that's where the idea came from. And I thought maybe by doing that, I could see maybe which shows get more downloads.
Well, the only other producer I have other than you, Jimmy David Robbins, who produces Crimson Garnet, he threw out an idea. He said, why don't y'all do a dramatize a book of the Bible or something, or dramatize the Bible or something. And so we kind of molded over and we started dramatizing the book of Luke. And that's where you got your Luke adventure from.
Right. And that came about pretty much at the same time too. And I thought, well, let me see what I can do. We do have an audio drama out there, Dangerous Christian. It's not on this feed exactly. It's on its own website. But it's kind of more elaborate, more involved. The episodes are written to be a little bit longer.
And it takes longer to make.
And so I thought, well, let me try doing a more shorter format and shoot for like 10 minutes, which means you're not going to get through a whole chapter, especially in Luke, because he has some long chapters. But I thought Luke would be a good one because it's it already reads like, you know, a novel or a drama or whatever. There's a lot of, you know, activity in it.
And so after Luke, our goal is to do X.
Yeah, that's the goal. The way we're going, though, we've missed a few months of producing that, in part because I didn't have some scripts ready, in part because, hey, we operate for free. We had to wait for our free voice talent to get back with our lines.
That's right.
And so there's complications.
Especially when you're dealing with COVID. I mean, now that's a whole other ballgame.
Well, you know, I honestly don't see how COVID impacts that, because it's not like we're going to meet in the studio today and read this. In fact, early...
Well, I tell you.
A while back, I heard Andrew Rappaport talk about our audio dramas. I forget when it was. I think it was on one of the throwdowns that he does whenever I was on one of them.
Theology Throwdown with Andrew Rappaport. Hosted by Andrew Rappaport, the podcasters of the Christian podcast community join together to discuss theological issues in love and charity. Make sure you check them out at thechristianpodcastcommunity.org.
And he says, yeah, they do this audio drama live. Like, well, thanks, but it's not live.
Right?
If you think it's live, that's great, because that's the illusion that we want. We want you to think that, you know, Luke is face-to-face with Tiberius the Fisher or whatnot. But yeah, the actors are all in different states. So with COVID, you don't have to travel.
I tell you, one way COVID can affect us is when the kids have to stay at home because they're quarantined or something like that. And it makes for a time where you can't really do anything. You're stuck at home and you can't record because there's background noise.
Yeah. And it's, there's a blooper that tacked on the end of one of the Luke reels, because of course this is, you know, Luke, it's the time of Jesus. And so it's, you know, Middle Eastern times, people walked everywhere they went. And our actor who does Jesus had an airplane flying overhead.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, oh, those airplanes, I'm going to do this again.
Yeah, and I've captured a few bloopers in my time, and I haven't put a lot of them. Haven't put a whole lot of them out yet. I think you have put one or two out.
Yeah, it's fun to have a blooper tacked on once in a while. We don't always have bloopers during a show. Sometimes they're just not that interesting. But every once in a while, there'll be someone that's like, you know, you just say the wrong word. It's like, let me say it again. But then you take that and tack it on the end. Yeah. But yeah, the audio drama, the timing of it, right around episode 200 is whenever those changes went down. In episode 200, we actually, at the request of our number one fan, Jill, she said, why don't you do a thing with the Retrobots, you know, from my, you know, Old Tom Radio podcast. I think I lost the connection. Nathan, are you still there, Nathan? Yeah, that's what I thought. Callie, do you think you can get this Zoom connection back online? Callie, if you can hear me in there, hit the switch next to your microphone.
How's that? Can you hear me now, Keith?
Yeah, I got you now. Hey, is David in the control room in there with you?
Sure, he's right. That's funny. He was here just a moment ago.
You didn't see if he was messing with the Zoom room controls, did you?
No, but I think he was adjusting the router settings.
Oh, great.
Great. What do you mean by great? I always thought you got onto him for playing with the router.
It was sarcasm, Callie. Sorry, I forgot you guys was programmed for sarcasm. Is there any chance of getting Nathan back online today?
Today? Sure, I guess so. But I'm not qualified on router settings.
Is there any chance you might locate David in the next minute or so?
I don't see why not. He was here in the control room until seconds before you got me on the intercom link.
Oh, no. I think he just hijacked a time machine I used on my retro radio podcast.
Why would he do that?
He knows better than to try to drive it by himself. Was he acting out of the normal?
No, he was really quiet in here for a change.
And how was that normal?
Now that you mention it, it's not. He didn't say much, though. Just grumbled something about Nathan Caldwell. How he was going to show him a thing or two. You know, the usual kind of stuff that David says.
Oh, great.
What?
Never mind. It's sarcasm again.
I just don't know what gets into him.
Me either. But if he took off in a time machine and was muttering things about... Oh, no. Nathan, if you're listening to this, watch out for a runaway retrobot on a time machine.
Remember the last time he took off like that?
Yeah. Episode 200. We had an adventure in Bible times, and David tried to blame Nathan for the fall of man.
He also damaged Nathan's car pretty bad. It's too bad we never could fix it for him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Nathan, if you're listening to this... Pay no attention to Callie. Dr. Watt and I managed to fix it up as good as new.
No, you didn't. Don't you remember? You had...
Callie, don't you have some important business to take care of in the control room?
No.
Then can we change the topic and not remind Nathan about his car?
You're the boss.
Good. All right, well, since how I'm here alone in the studio... I just wanted to mention our joining of the Christian Podcast Network happened about a year ago because they had a big drive to give some things away, and it kind of launched the era whenever we joined the network. And it's actually been a pretty good time for us. I've been enjoying sharing with the other podcasters, playing their clips on our show, and a couple times we've had our clips played on, our promos played on other people's shows. And I just want to take the time now and play this greeting from Andrew Rappaport.
300 episodes? Really? Really? 300? I mean, when we think about 300 episodes... That's a lot of episodes. In fact, if you think about it, that's almost 6 years of weekly podcasts. Wow, that's a long time. They've really been podcasting for 300 episodes there at Quest for Truth. That's almost more than I can count. Well, this is Andrew Rappaport. I happen to be the executive director of the Christian Podcast Community, and I just want to congratulate the fact that 300 episodes, wow. You know, Keith and Nathan have done an excellent job. And the thing that we'd want to encourage is the fact that they would keep going for 300 more. I mean, the audio dramas, the theology, the sermons, so much that is there for people to listen to. Now, they've asked me to share what, as a previous guest, what's been going on since I've been a guest on the show. Well, a lot's been going on. Right now, I'm working on a new book on the deity of Christ. I hope to have that out in a year or so. I'm still continuing to do my podcasts at, well, Andrew Rappaport's Rap Report. Andrew Rappaport's Daily Rap Report is kind of on a hiatus for right now, but I'm still doing Apologetics Live. I'm still doing Theology Throwdown, and I'm still doing So You Want to Be a Podcaster. So I'm doing all that, but I am working on some new seminars that we have for churches. If you Need a weekend seminar at your church? We are working on a new one on social justice. And so that's something we hope to be able to come into churches and teach them. What is social justice critical race theory? So that's some things they asked me to update you on what I've been doing. Those are some things we've been working on. But more interested to see what is in store in the future for Quest for Truth.
And and Andrew is just, I have to say, he's a really great guy. I got to meet him at the recent Cruciform Conference. And, you know, a lot of guys hung out together. Didn't quite hang out as much as some of the other guys, but when we did, you know, Andrew is a guy who's really has a real concern and a heart for people and then sharing the gospel. So just wanted to return that. In support of him. Oh, I also want to take this time to review once again the need of why we had to merge RSS feeds, because there was an issue with Nathan's media host inserting ads. That's what it comes down to. And right now everything is all settled in. If you've been getting my feed, you should will probably have noticed his sermon podcast entering in the mix. And if you've been on his feed, you probably won't really notice too much difference, although it seems like the subscribers on the Protectors of the Book feed, you may be getting some recurring old episodes from months ago. There still should be some trickling in as I go through and try to clean up that feed. Because when things merged, it kind of made duplicate entries. And getting rid of the duplicates, it's also putting some of them back out there. But anyway, here's what our official word is on that. Hey, this is Keith Helsley from Quest for Truth. And I just wanted to take a quick moment to let people know that there's been some changes in the way that Quest for Truth and Protectors of the Book work the podcast feed. Here's Nathan Caldwell to tell you all about it.
Hello, I'm Nathan Caldwell, creator of Protectorate Productions and co-host of Quest for Truth. I would like to introduce you to two new shows on the Life Truth Network. These shows will appear on the Quest for Truth main feed at life-truth.com. Now, as you know, there are already a few shows on the Quest for Truth feed. Those shows are, of course, The Adventures of Luke, our audio drama, Quest for Truth, what you might call classic, where Keith and I discuss the Bible. Then there is the deep dive that we do into the Word. Exposing the truth, which we call Truth Exposed. But now, there are two new shows. Lion's Den Audiobook and Drama Podcast, and Protectors of the Book, the Sermon Podcast. These are not new, but they are new to the Quest for Truth feed. So if you want all of this, all you got to do is go over to life-truth.com and subscribe to the RSS on the main feed. Or if you want a whole lot of other shows, go over on to christianpodcastcommunity.org and subscribe to so many great podcasts all in one place.
And just so folks know, if you already subscribe through lifetruth.com, that's life-truth.com, you should only notice that the Protectors of the Book feed and related programs are being dropped in.
which will also then appear on the Christian Podcast Community. If you already subscribe to Nathan's Protectors of the Book feed through TalkShoe, you may not get any more shows. So it's very important that you cross over, cross the streams, as it were. But we're trying to get it set up. If you subscribe through Apple and Google Play and others, that as long as the feed changes have gone through, and I think they have, it should just automatically redirect. But you may find some backlog issues reappear. So sorry about that. It's just the way RSS works. So hope you stick with us and enjoy the shows. Now, through the months, we've had some interview shows and some special guests on. We've had interviews with James Kennison. I think we played this clip earlier. We've had talked with an author and a fellow podcaster, Chase Thompson. He's not in California. He was in Alabama. Whenever we had interviewed him, he was still in Alabama, I think. And we've had, especially this past year, quite a few. We've had a couple from the Christian Podcast Network, to include Governed by God. There we go. It used to be Two Guys in a Bible. Eric Leupolz we had on. And anyhow, I mention that because, oh, we also had Greg Kokel on. He was probably, I think, our first interview way back in the day, and he has a clip here that he sent a message to us as well.
Hey, Greg Kokel here from Stand to Reason, and just a quick shout out to my friends at Quest for Truth, and Nathan and the crowd. Understand that you're nearing your 300th episode. Unbelievable. That is a tremendous task that you've accomplished. Thank you for all of your faithfulness. I had a great time when I was on your show, and I think we talked about tactics, and actually the 10th anniversary edition came out last year. It has about 35% more material than the original does. It has a bunch more, twice as many tactics, and it's really being well received. I just checked the other day. It has more than 1,000 reviews on just the new one. The average is 4.9. Now, I'm not trying to wave my own flag here, but I'm just letting you know I'm so excited that so many people are benefiting from the new tactics book, the 10th anniversary edition. And I wanted to thank you guys for the hard work you're doing, the opportunity that you gave me to field some of the information about tactics in the broadcast that we did together. And here's to the next 300. So give me a ring, drop me a line when you guys hit 600, and maybe I'll have another book for you to talk about. All the best. Thanks so much for all your hard work.
And, wow, so many kind words. I thought I would have more to add on to this, but I guess I don't. And with having no co-host to join me, because I'm being booted off, sorry, that's all I got. Like it says, it was just going to be a short, improvised show, and that's what we've achieved, is hopefully short, short enough. But totally improvised. So this is where I get to sign off and say, hey, this is your host, Keith, signing off. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend about us. Leave us ratings and reviews. And here comes all of our contact information right now. Take it away, Anthony Russo. And thanks for your support, too, and all the intros and outros you do for us.
I'm Anthony Russo. I'm the host of Grace and Peace Radio. You can listen to my podcast over at graceandpeaceradio.com. Visit life-truth.com, where you can find all our shows. Leave a message or call our voicemail number at 401-753-4844. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifetruthpage. Follow us on Twitter at capital H, capital P, capital N, capital C, AST. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. Music in the show is used by permission of Kevin Zerbe at zerbinator.wordpress.com. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. May you find everything you need. And if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.